SOP227. Today we've got some news about the Podfather, and we're going to be talking about Dave, what did you do to mess up your sound?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach. I've been here since 2005, helping people learn how to podcast. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can call in your comments courtesy of podcast voicemail at 888-563-3228. And this is where we talk about all things podcasting. Today, we've got some podcasting news. I've got a, want to talk, before we get into anything, let me just get you this. I was interviewed by Andy White, who is another podcast consultant from across the pond over in Brighton. Right. And he is the podcast advisor, or you might know him on Twitter as Dr. Pod, but I will put a link to that out at the show notes. It was great fun. I actually got up about 5:30 in the morning to be interviewed, and I think it was like 10 o'clock his time because he's over there in the UK and all. Right. And ended up being about a half hour. And it's interesting because I'm not used to being interviewed. I'm used to being the interviewer, not the interviewee. So it's always fun being on that side of the mic. But if you ever want to interview me, I'm more than willing to talk to anybody. So I will have a link to that out. Or just go to podcastadvisor.com. You can find it there. Other podcasting news. Not sure what this means. On the July 30th episode of the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry, who along with his business partner Ron Bloom started Mevio 5 years ago, is doing what he's called a slow exit as the president of Mevio, which means Ron Bloom will be running the shot over there. And Adam sounds like he's leaving to pursue. He's got the Big App Show, which is getting, according to him, 150,000 downloads. He's also doing the No Agenda Show, which I've talked about on this podcast before, noagendashow.com, and he's doing the Daily Source Code. And he basically said one of the reasons he's doing this is, A, this frees him up to do whatever he wants, and it frees him up to do those three projects, and it also frees up Mevio to take his salary and give it to somebody that, well, is going to do something. He kind of made it sound like, not that he wasn't doing anything, but he'd rather be doing other things, apparently. So Adam Curry leaving Mevio, do I think this means anything? Do I think this is a sign of something? No. I think basically Adam is an idea guy and is a very creative guy, and his idea was to build Mevio, and they did. He's maybe a little bored. I don't know. Don't know the guy. But that's big news because he's the Podfather. If you're new to podcasting, Adam Curry was a VJ back in the day at MTV, and he, along with a man by the name of Dave Weiner, invented podcasting back in 2004. All right, today's topic. I got an email from somebody on one of my other podcasts that said, Dave, and he actually took a screenshot, said, I love your podcast. This, in this case, it was the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com, and he took a screenshot of an old episode and a screenshot of a new one and said, I don't know what you're doing with the sound of your podcast, but I don't like it. And I was trying to get him to email me and say exactly what didn't you like, besides the fact that it was basically louder. And so his answer, my answer to that is to you, because I also, when we had our roundtable last Thursday, Marcus Couch of the Scene Zine said, oh yeah, dude, what are you doing? And I said, well, I started using Adobe Audition. Now, the interesting thing about Adobe Audition is it is a professional grade audio editor with lots and lots and lots of bells and whistles. Now, just because you have lots and lots and lots and lots of bells and whistles doesn't mean you should use them all. And what I was doing was I was recording it. I was using what's called their noise filter, which I will be doing a sample here in a second. And I'm actually purposely today leaving on a ceiling fan and a couple other things to have it a little noisier than usual. But I would do a noise filter. And then in some cases, I would compress my vocal and then send the mix of my vocal and the music and everything else that's in the podcast through what's called a multi-band compressor. So my vocals were getting compressed by themselves, and then they were getting compressed again by along with the entire mix. of the podcast. So a lot of tweaking going on. And in the process, what happened is there was very little dynamics to the podcast. So if I got quiet, you know, it wouldn't matter. Everything was the same volume. And I also used an EQ, which was kind of boosting up some of the higher end, because when everything gets compressed, it kind of got bassy. So tweaking, and more tweaking. And basically I had two different people from two different podcasts said, "Dave, I don't know what you're doing, but stop it." So I thought it would run through the process of this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to record a coupon code, being that it's August, and I will record this here. You'll see, you'll hear, the first thing you'll hear is me. I'm talking about a coupon code in August. You get 30% off at the School of Podcasting. That will be the raw version of that code. Then I will apply a noise filter to it. And actually, let's just do this along the way. I'm going to apply a noise filter to it. Then I'm going to compress it. And then I'm going to run it through the multiband compressor so you can hear the final thing. And you'll kind of, and we'll just go along the way as we do that. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through this whole process and listen to the difference. All right. So this is the raw footage. I'm recording this directly into my Zoom H4. The one thing I don't like about it, the meters are not great. This looks like it's going close to zero, so it shouldn't be distorted. But so I'm going to pause here for a second so you can hear my noise. So that's the noise. You can actually hear the fan maybe going tick, 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 tick. I'm recording into a Shure SM58, so it may not pick up that background noise. But the coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS. That stands for Back to School, so B. T as in Tom, S. Use that when you sign up on any package and you will save 30% in the month of August 2010. Now that expires in August 2010. So if you've been thinking about signing up, 30% off at the School of Podcasting. And that is the end of this coupon code, or the end of the raw file. And this is the one I'll be playing with. So you'll hear this over and over and over. All right. So that was the raw file. Now here it is after I've applied a noise filter to it. Now how this works in Audition is that spot where I left the noise so I can hear the background, I highlight that and tell Audition, look at that and tell me spectrum wise what that, just look at that, take a picture of it. And then I pull up the file and say that noise, I highlight the file and I say, that noise that you just recorded, take it out of this file. So anywhere where that noise is, it takes it out. It's a pretty cool feature, but you can also overdo that. Much like any kind of noise filter, you can, if you put it on too much, it starts to take out things that you don't want to be removed. So here it is with the noise filter. The coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School. So B, T as in Tom, S. Use that when you sign up on any package and you will save 30% in the month of August 2010. Now that expires in August 2010. So if you've been thinking about signing up, 30% off at the School of Podcasting. All right, now I'm going to take that file that's been noise filtered and I'm going to run it through a compressor. And a compressor and an EQ that's set to add a little brightness to the file. So here you'll hear the and I'm going to do a condensed version. I will play a condensed version of the raw one and then the new version that's now been noise filtered, compressed, and had an EQ to it. So here's that. The coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School. So B, T as in Tom, S. The coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School. So B, T as in Tom, S. Use that when you sign up on any package and you will save 30% in the month of August 2010. Now that expires in August 2010. So if you've been thinking about signing up, 30% off at the School of Podcasting. And last but not least, here is the same file that has been noise filtered, it's been compressed, it's had an EQ put to it, and now I'm going to add this multi-band compression to the vocal so you could hear what it sounds like, and hear the final output. The coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School, so B, T as in Tom, S. The coupon code for the month of August 2010, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School, so B, T as in Tom, S. Use that when you sign up on any package and you will save 30%. So there you have it. That's what the process is. And basically people are telling me you're tweaking it too much. It's sounding unnatural. It's too loud. What do you think of it? And I would love your feedback. Again, you can call it in 888-563-3228. If you're interested in buying Adobe Audition, it is expensive. It's around $300. You can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/audition. That is my affiliate link. And so what in the future, what I'm going to be doing is I won't be compressing the vocal on its own. I will be cutting back on the noise filtering. The best thing is always try to get the best recording you can into the recorder. And I think in some of these cases, I may have just been recording too loud. That may be part of it. So I'll be checking that with my Zoom H4 here. And I basically need to probably listen to this through speakers. I listened through headphones, and in my headphones, it sounded okay. Now, when I went back and listened to it later, I kind of went, yeah, I can see where maybe I'm a little overmodulated, and that may be just part of it. There is actually a thing in recording studios where if you mix down a lot, you have to take breaks to give your ears a chance to kind of rebound from just taking in all the noise. And it may just be a case where I've heard my voice so much and I've listened to it, and then I listen to it again when I upload it, and I listen to it when I mix it down, that I'm just too close to the forest to see the trees. But sometimes we get wrapped up in our audio quality. We really do. We kind of become audio snobs. And while it is important to have good audio quality, to have that good production, we say, you know, content is king, presentation is queen. And part of that presentation is your sound quality. But don't go too crazy, because you can do what I did, which is over tweak it. And it's kind of like having a Corvette in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I live. You can own a Corvette, but especially now, this time of year, we're still patching up potholes from the winter. There are no long straightaways, and you can have a Corvette, but really there's no fun place to drive it. And it may be a case that Audition has so many features which are great, but if you think there's a place to use all those, you may be mistaken. So just because it's there doesn't mean that you have to. But what I was speaking of earlier with the coupon code, that is actually live. I'm not making that up. If you'd like to start your podcast today, I would love to help you start a successful podcast. Come and visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code BTS. That's Back to School, BTS, and get 30% off. We've got self-paced tutorials. We've got resources for music and tools on helping you sell your podcast if that's what you're looking to, links to graphics, everything you need to do to start a successful podcast we have out at theschoolofpodcasting.com, along with me, your personal podcast coach. Now, I did get one last question here. Somebody asked about the book, More Podcast Money. Is that available for sale? And I'm glad they asked, because in the process of tweaking that website, I messed up the shopping cart and they were unable to buy it. That has been fixed. And that is the book that for somebody who already has a podcast, if you're looking to monetize it, it's only $15. And why is it so cheap? Because you're helping me read it as I'm writing it. I'm getting ready to release chapter like 4.5 of 6. And if you actually comment on all 6 sections, using a form, your name, your podcast, and your URL will actually show up in the book, which is eventually going to be at Amazon.com. So if you're interested in that, again, morepodcastmoney.com. Only a few beta readers are going to be allowed. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and jump in. That will get you grandfathered in at the lower price. So thank you very much for listening. Again, if you'd like to contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything I talked about today, you can find it show notes, that's schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go too crazy tweaking your audio. And until next week, class is dismissed.